Somebody sent me a clip from this phony Baptist preacher from West Coast Baptist College. You know, Paul Chappell's little queer factory. He already sent us Pastor Polka Dot to start his little queer-sounding music and skinny jeans church in Tempe. He's got this guy, Dr. Shetler, I believe is his name, Jim Shetler. This guy is a grown man, and he's preaching to grown men, and he's preaching false doctrine about repentance, right? As a lot of independent Baptists are messed up on that subject. This guy is a grown man speaking to grown men, and I kid you not, I'm not exaggerating at all, and you can listen to it for yourself. This is how he talks to grown men. He's like, all right, now, when we talk about God repenting, you know, we're going to have to learn a little bit of Hebrew, all right? This is exactly how the guy talks.
So what does it mean when it says God repents? Well, here's what the word means. It's really cool. The Hebrew word means, it has actually two meanings, and here's the first one. The first meaning is, the second meaning is, you say, Brother Shetler, that's not a word.
We're going to have to learn a little bit of Hebrew. All right, this is going to be so much fun. Yeah, we're going to learn a lot of Hebrew. Folks, there's a reason why queers are called gay. Because they act all happy, right? They're not happy. They're disgusting. But you know, he's like, we're going to have to learn a little Hebrew. He's like, all right, so the Hebrew word for repent here, okay, it has two definitions, okay? Here's the Hebrew word for repent. Definition number one. Ugh. All right, here's definition number two. Ugh. I'm not kidding. Okay? I'll find it. I'll put it. I'll pair it with this sermon, and then you can see it. So you can see that I'm telling the truth. Oh, thou of little faith. Okay, since you don't believe me, all right. And he's just like explaining it. He sounds like a complete queer. Why is he sound like he's talking to toddlers when he's a grown man talking to grown men? He sounds like a complete fruitcake, sugar britches, and you say, well, how dare you accuse him of being a queer? How dare he stand behind the sacred desk in a Baptist church attempting to preach God's word and sounding and acting like a complete queer? Amen. That's what you ought to, don't get mad at me for pointing out the elephant in the room. Amen. West Coast Baptist College is filled with queer little sissies. There, I said it. Amen. You know, you get mad at me to say that? It's like, give me a break. Why don't you get mad at him for queerizing, sodomizing God's house with this junk? Amen. And by the way, here, I got a Hebrew word for you, Jim Shetler. Here, pull my finger, Jim Shetler. There you go. There's a Hebrew word for you. That's not Hebrew. What kind of stuff? Here's a Hebrew word for you. Folks, this is a Bible college. These guys are trying to sound all smart. All right, we're going to go back to the Hebrew. The guy doesn't even attempt to pronounce the Hebrew word. He doesn't even attempt to read the Hebrew word. He never tells us what the Hebrew word is. He's like, all right, we're getting literally Hebrew. And then he just says, the Hebrew word here means to breathe, exhale deeply. So it has two meanings, either or. That's literally what he's teaching, folks. That's not etymology. That's not morphology. That's not a definition. And this guy doesn't understand the difference between the etymology of a word and what that word means. Just because a word is derived from the word for exhaling, it doesn't mean to exhale, folks. Is that what we talk about? The God the Father, God the Son, and the holy exhale? Because, you know, ghost, it's like a gust. I mean, that's stupid, folks. Just because a word comes from that, oh, God breathed deeply and he breathed deeply of the evil that he had said he would do unto them and did it not.
It is the word for a strong breath, and it can be translated either a moan and a groan, or it can be translated a sigh. And the context will determine which word, which meaning of the word is being used. You say, well, Brother Shetler, now I don't understand what sovereign repentance really is. Now I'm really confused.
Folks, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Folks, when we preach the Word of God, we just need to preach the Bible what it actually says and not twist it and say, well, actually, repent means something different if you go back to the Hebrew, but I don't even know what the Hebrew word is. I can't even tell you what the Hebrew word is. I can just make noises at you and talk to you like I'm teaching preschool, and this is supposedly an institution of higher learning? Oh, wow, you got a degree from West Coast Baptist College? You must be really learned. You must be very skilled in Greek and Hebrew and theology with that kind of a professor teaching you. I mean, what does he do? Drag queen story hours on the weekend? And then he comes to West Coast and he keeps switching characters and he forgets which character he's in? All right, this is going to be so much fun. You know, and then I get, and then when we read the book of Jonah, we read the book of Jonah, and we see the word whale, we're going to learn a little Hebrew. The Hebrew word for whale actually means, this is college. How dare you preach, Pastor Anderson, without a Bible college degree? Oh, man, let me drop everything. Is there some distance learning? Can I please do some distance learning with West Coast Baptist College? Because I want to keep my distance from all the fairies and queers over there. But I want to get a degree so I can show it. Hey, everybody, look, I have credibility. Folks, I don't need any credibility from man. I don't need epistles of commendation from men or to men. Hey, the Holy Spirit-filled preaching of God, that's the qualification, not some piece of paper that says you sat through 4 years of drag queen story time with a bunch of phonies and queer baits and sissies teaching you Hebrew without you even learning any Hebrew. Claiming to teach you Greek, and you didn't even learn any Greek, folks. But they're going to go back to the Greek in their sermons and Hebrew in their sermons. Why? To twist God's word. To tell you, well, when it says repent, it doesn't really mean repent. It just means, ugh. That's garbage. And you know what? That's blasphemous anyway. That's to get up and make noises and say, oh, this is what God did when he repented. He went, ugh. You think God's up in heaven doing that, you pervert? That's blasphemy. It's false doctrine. It's blasphemy. And you're talking like you're talking to a two-year-old. And I don't even talk to my two-year-old that way. And I'm pretty good at relating to two-year-olds because I've had like 10 of them. And I know how to talk to a two-year-old. And you don't have to sound like a queer to talk to a two-year-old.